We put way too much emphasis on trusting other people. That's a hot take. I know it is. I took the Enneagram test a while ago, a couple months back, and I got, my results told me that I was Enneagram type 6, which is the loyalist, which basically means, based on that personality test, my personality and the way that I move is through this idea of being secure and having trust. And so in kind of reflecting on that and processing what it means, I've come to the resolution that we put too much emphasis on trusting others. So here today on The Light, we're talking about trust. Let's go ahead and get into it. Welcome. Welcome to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. I use The Light Podcast as a way to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I hope that while I'm doing that, I am able to inspire you and others to follow in your own path and do whatever you can to light up your own space by being the change that you want to see in the world. I am learning a lot on this crazy journey to adulthood, and I would love, love, love to have people join me on this journey. In doing that, I want to be able to build a community, and you can help. If you like The Light Podcast, please be sure to rate 5-star and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and share with 3 friends. But enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light. This is something, trust is something that I've been trying to make meaning of. So because it's this thing that I need, and even with Enneagram, like I agree, I do need a certain level of security, whether that be in relationships, whether that be in job or whatever it might be, a certain type of security and just trusting in it. The problem though for me, and this might speak to personal things that I have going on, but understanding what trust is and how to get it, like how to fully trust somebody, what does that mean? So first, kind of understanding what is trust. The way that I make meaning of trust, I actually started doing this when I was learning how to drive. And when you think about every day when I get into my car, there's just an innate trust that I am, for me, have to have in order to be safe on the road with other drivers. A trust that I have to have in them. I trust that nobody is going to hit me head on today. I trust that nobody's going to run a red light and hit me. I trust nobody's going to run into the back of me. I trust that everybody is capable to drive, able to drive, legally allowed to drive. Nobody is under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Everybody is going to do what they need to do, and I trust that I'm going to make it back home. Most days, that's something that I'm not even thinking about. It's just a certain trust that I have, right? But the minute that something happens, right? And I've been blessed to be in a few minor accidents, but even in those moments, the moment somebody does something, right, it sends alerts like, oh, they hit me. Can't trust these people on the road. These people crazy, right? But I'm trusting them to a certain extent every day. But the moment that something happens, the trust is essentially gone. And for driving, I do it so much, so it's faster for me to rebuild it because I need to drive. But even when I think about relationships, and we put so much emphasis on what it means to trust other people. And so defining, like, what does it look like? And people were like, well, yeah, you can build trust with time. But there have been stories and there have been things where people have, in romantic relationships, been with their partner for 20 years. And then they either find out he cheats, or he decides to cheat, or she cheats. Or she decides to cheat, or whatever it might be. And then the trust is gone. And now we spend years and years building it back up. Before we get into relationships, there's a certain level of trust. And I don't disagree with this idea of feeling secure, right? Like, I don't think you should just be all out here willy-nilly, right? Like, just telling everybody your business, or opening your heart up to everybody, or opening up your soul up to everybody. I'm not necessarily saying that, but I think that we put a lot of emphasis on trust, and people have to, like, earn it. So for me, where I struggle with that is, okay, so at what point do I give them the trust? As a person who struggles with giving trust or doing that, at what point do I do that, right? Is it 5 years? Is it 2? Is it, when is it? And I've realized that there's really no point. Like, and honestly, if I look at my life, there, I cannot with 100% certainty say that I trust anybody. Now, obviously, if we've been friends for a long time, I trust in a way that you're not going to do anything to hurt me, right? But the moment you do or the moment you mess up, what does that mean? And how do we get there? So I think it's a balance. I don't think we shouldn't put any emphasis. I just think we put a little bit too much emphasis on trust and what it looks like to gain that trust from somebody and how they have to earn it and what merit do we, like, how do you measure that? And so this is a question that I've been processing. So this is a episode where I'm processing my present. And it's just so much pressure on the other person, right? Because, you know, I trust him. I trust him, girl. Do you? Like, and how do you know that you trust him? At what point do you know that? And so my resolve is this, how I am choosing to deal with that, is that I, to a certain extent, I just trust whatever you tell me, right? I trust your word. So if you say that you're going to be here at this time, I trust it until you don't. If you say you're going to be committed to me and faithful to me, I trust it until you do something to break it. So I automatically give a trust. I trust that your intentions are pure, right? And with the trust, right, and with that little bit of trust, it doesn't mean, again, that I'm just being reckless or that I'm doing all of these different things, but it's also not putting up this, like, badge of honor, all of these obstacles that you have to get for me to open up to you or for me to do those things. And I think that is an important piece. And not putting that pressure so much on that other person. And I think for me, how I envision trust, I turn it back inside of me. So especially right now in relationships that I'm currently dealing with, instead of focusing so much on what the other person is doing, I just focus on being trustworthy, right? I just focus on, Amira, are you doing what you say you're going to do? Amira, are you being faithful? Amira, are you being true? Are you being real? Are you being honest, right? Are you embodying the trust? And because the reason why, I really don't have any control, right? And one, I can't measure the trust. For me, I have not come up with a level of, okay, I trust you. Like, I trust you through anything. There is nobody in my life that I can say that with full 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, certainty. And we're human. That's a lot to put on someone. But you know who I can control? Do you know who I can depend on? Is me. So I'm trustworthy, right? And if I'm trustworthy and you can trust me, right, and you are working and operating in that, then hey, voila, boom. And it's just much more control that way. I don't hear that thought process a lot, so I don't know. I'm assuming that that might be an unpopular thing, but that's how I've decided to move in that. And also, I think for me, a big part of the trust and moving it inward is trusting myself. We focus, and when I say me, I focus so much on, okay, can I trust her? Can I trust him? Can I trust them? Can I trust this? But do I trust myself? Do I trust myself to make a decision based on logic, what feels good to me, what makes the most sense to me? And when that logic or when that choice is challenged or when it's a little bit blurry, do I trust myself to make the best decision? And for me, I am working right now because I do not. There are a lot of things where I've realized that I am literally seeking opinions from people, not because I want their input, because I want them to decide for me. And so I have found much greater use of my time when I stopped worrying about if I can trust other people. I just trust them for what they say. And granted, like, as time goes on, that trust might go a little bit further, but I'm not putting so much emphasis on what, in a sense, you're doing, because the moment you break the trust, It's over anyway. So I trust what you say you're doing. And if it turns out that you're lying, or if it turns out that you're cheating or you're betraying me, then that's just what it's going to be anyway. Regardless if I feel like I trust you or not, that's going to be the result anyway. So I would rather worry about me being trustworthy, somebody that you can depend on, and also making sure that I am somebody that I can depend on and trusting myself. So I think, again, going back to that point, we put so much emphasis on others. And even going back to the driving example, yes, there is a certain amount. And I think, again, to stay sane, there's a certain amount of trust that I have to have in other drivers. But what can help counteract that? Am I a good driver, right? Am I being responsible? Am I speeding at a ridiculous pace on a road that's too small? Am I texting and driving when I know I shouldn't be? Am I under the influence when I'm drinking, right? Or under the influence when I'm drinking. Am under the influence when I'm driving, right? Am I, whatever it might be, right? Am I being a good driver? Am I giving enough space between me and the other car so if I have to slam on my brakes real quick, I don't hit them, right? Whatever it might be, I think going back to that driving example, and that's what when you talk about like being a defensive driver, that is a part of it. So yes, I could spend energy. I could spend energy worrying about everybody else in the road. But the bottom line is I don't have any control over that. And it's really rooted in a lot of nothingness because the minute they do something, it's over anyway. So it's much more, in my opinion, better use of my time to trust myself, make sure that I am trustworthy, and not ignoring what other people do, but just not putting all the emphasis on the person and putting all the responsibility on that person to earn trust, but making sure that I can be trusted. And that's my thoughts on that. I would love to hear yours. I struggle with trust issues, and I just wanted to get to the bottom of it. And that is how I'm dealing. And I would say in relationships, I am much better. If I have to like give myself a little kudos by changing that philosophy, I'm much more insecure. I'm much more secure in my relationships. I'm much more confident in my ability. And I think it's just, I just turned it inward, and it almost doesn't matter what people do. So my two cents, I want to know your thoughts. Let me know at dalightpodcast@gmail.com. That is indeed dalightpodcast@gmail.com. Please make sure you're staying safe, wearing a mask, and being safe and taking care of yourself out here in these streets. Peace, love, happiness for you, and for the rest of your week. I'm out.